Is Christ Divided? By André Pete. May 23, 2012. Distinguished. For the regular visitor to the Godberichte site, it will not be a surprise that Paul's message is explicitly distinguished from that of Peter's Galatians 2:7-9. To Peter was entrusted the evangel of the circumcision, focusing on Israel's repentance. Paul, who was called latter, knew that Israel for now would not repent. To him was entrusted the evangel of the uncircumcision, focusing on the nations, without distinction. For a proper understanding of the Bible, the value of this distinction can hardly be overestimated. Not separated. Unfortunately, I have to mention that there are quite a few brethren who, concerning the above information, have gotten carried away. I come into contact with this through websites, but also via mails, which I receive. A correct arrangement of the scripture is made into an improper division, separation. Then they say, for example, that Peter does not belong of the body of Christ. Indeed, the truth of the ecclesia being the body of Christ was only revealed to Paul. But what does this say? Is the truth of this not precisely that all believers in Christ, Jew or Greek, circumcised or uncircumcised, together form one body, 1 Cor 1:2-13, Galatians 3:28, Col 3:11, whether they know it or not? Hear the indignation of the apostle at the suggestion that this unity would not be a fact. 12 Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. 13 Is Christ divided? 1 Corinthians 1. Line of Symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright André Pyatt, www.godberichte.nl. Return to main index page.